Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture. We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. Hello music enthusiasts and welcome to another fantastic episode of This Song Is Yours. I'm your host Simon Fink and it's a pleasure to have you join us for episode 307. Today we have the absolute delight of hosting the incredibly talented US pop singer-songwriter Katie Turner. She's known for her honest and emotionally charged approach to music, describing herself as an overly emotional and anxious attachment style musician with a lot of oversharing to do. Katie dropped her new EP, Comedy and Tragedy Act 2, a few weeks ago on Friday, October 27th, and this release follows her captivating Act 1 EP, which was released back in June. This new EP features the all-new single I Don't Know, and it showcases Katie's extraordinary talent for crafting deeply personal songs while exploring her creative boundaries. At the heart of Katie's work is a deep belief in the duality of life, where truth thrives in the coexistence of comedy and tragedy. Comedy and Tragedy Act 2 is a continuation of this journey, diving into introspection, mental health, and emotions with anthemic choruses that provide release and catharsis during moments of grief and solitude. On this episode, we dive into Katie's early experiences with songwriting. We discuss our shared passion for musicals. We talk about the exciting release of this brand new EP, some of the stories behind her songs, and so much more. We can't wait for you to explore the incredible insights and creative journey with Katie Turner. Now, before we embark on this inspiring conversation, be sure to subscribe to This Song Is Yours on your favorite podcast platform and stay up to date with our latest episodes by following us on social media. You'll find all the details in the show notes for today's episode. We also want to say a massive thank you to Amy and Liz from The Oriole Co. for their help with today's episode. So, without further ado, let's delve into the world of Katie Turner and the storytelling magic of her music. Flesh is collateral damage, diving in. Please welcome to This Song Is Yours, Katie Turner. Katie, hello. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today. I very much appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk music and everything.
I'm very excited to have you on. I know it's a very exciting time. At the moment, there's a brand new EP out from yourself, Comedy and Tragedy Act 2, the EP. How are you feeling now that Act 2 and its predecessor from early in the year, they're both out right now?
Weird. It's these songs are yours for so long, and then it's like they turn 18 and they go off to college, but college being other people's lives, and other people can have these songs and make memories to them, and it's not yours anymore. So it feels really weird, but amazing.
Mm. I know we've spoken to a number of songwriters who have kind of used like this a similar analogy in terms of songs being like their children and having them kind of then go out into the world, go to college, get a job, meet someone. Is it strange when you kind of then start to see that reaction come back? I imagine, and in my research for today, I've seen a lot of positive press in relation to the EP. Is it weird to see when people resonate with your music and kind of have their own interpretations of it?
I think I have like chronic imposter syndrome. So I see that and I'm like, really? Like you don't hate it? Like you don't think I'm awful? Like first, that's my reaction. And then second, it's crazy because it just reminds you that the world is so big and releasing music is just a prime example of that. Like people who live in Texas can be like, I listened to your song on at prom night after I got broken up with by a guy. And I'm like, that's so sad. I'm sorry. But it's amazing.
I love that. Well, I know we've kind of like briefly acknowledged it, but we are an Australian-based podcast. And so I imagine that Texas is still relatively close compared to where we are. And I know there's a lot of people down here listening to your music as well. So I'm curious to, I guess, at some point, maybe when you come down and visit us, get some of those fan interactions and see, I guess, what they're kind of, how they're interpreting this new music. Because I believe that there's a lot of love around this new EP.
Oh my, I would love to visit Australia. I mean, I would need a couple Xanax to get through the flight, but I would love to go down there.
Look, I can very much appreciate that. Having done the flight a few times, it is, I think you're not wrong with a few Xanax for that. That's very fair. Act Two, this is a gorgeous EP, and it still seems to be dealing with like some of the similar subject matter from Act One, but I feel like Act One is maybe the quieter, more insular sibling, cousin, whatever, parent, whatever you kind of want to put towards that. And Act Two is your more bombastic, I want to say expansive. It, like, this is stadium rock, but extremely hooky for this second EP. Was that intentional when going in, when you're making these two EPs? Was it that it was always going to be acoustic and then, well, not acoustic, but like more, what is the word? Not even insular. There's a certain word, like there's a delicate nature to some of those first songs. And then this one being, as I said, more expansive. Was that the intention of when going into the studio, or did the songs just kind of end up sounding like they did?
Well, I just want to say bombastic. I haven't heard that word used really in a sentence for I don't know how many years, so I really appreciate your word choices.
Please don't.
Basically, yeah. it was made as I intended for it to be an album. So in my head, I was like, all of these will go together, and I intended it for it to be an album, and then split it into two EPs, and really kind of was like taking shots in the dark on like which ones were gonna go on each act. So I'm very happy it all sounds intentional, because it kind of was like putting a blindfold on and then pointing and going, and you go on that one. It was so hard. It was like, it was very hard sorting, but I really like how it turned out.
They have turned out very well. And again, please please don't judge my old man vernacular and slang of bombastic.
No, I
please
love
don't
it.
Put it against me. my favourite song on this new EP, if I might be so selfish to kind of ask about it, I really liked, it's nearing the end of the EP, it's a track called Drunk, and I thought that that track was a kind of beautiful track in the terms of that listening to it, and regardless of age, gender that someone identifies with, whatever it was, I feel that it is a very kind of common thought that people may go through that I haven't really heard addressed in songs before. There's songs about getting drunk, there's songs about the effects of being drunk and, you know, afterwards, but this kind of seems to be dealing with using alcohol as a tool to be able to kind of open up or I guess have more of an opened mindset. What was it that inspired this track, or kind of was the inspiration for it?
There was a specific memory that I really wrote it from, because I've done it quite a bit, but it was this very specific moment of I was in a car with a guy. I felt, you know, I'll use old man vernacular for you. I fancied him. And I was terrified of telling him. And if I was not absolutely plastered, I wouldn't be able to. And I just downed a bunch of White Claws, because my plan was, oh, if it doesn't go good, if he's like, I don't like you like that, I can go, oh my God, last night was so crazy, I don't remember anything, guys. What happened? So it's kind of my protection against vulnerability and like.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We're just going against fears of rejection and just this whole melting pot of like hard emotions that alcohol I kind of use to get through, like through it as a hack, if you will. Yeah.
Of course. It is a gorgeous track, and it was one that really kind of stood out to me, as I said, just because of the, I feel like it was a different perspective possibly on alcohol and on how it's used in terms of a social setting and the songwriting of it, I guess. I would love to know, I guess, because a lot of these songs are in relation to relatively, I want to say, serious subject matter. Like you're talking about mental health in some, you're talking about like the ability to open up. For you, is it ever nerve-wracking writing about such honest kind of subject matter and bearing your soul?
Sometimes it's more scary when you know the people you're writing it about are going to hear it. Mm-hmm. So that is terrifying, having a concept or an idea come up and you're known as such an honest songwriter. So you know that the person that you're writing about with all these conflicting feelings, they're going to hear it. And you're like, ah. And then on the other end, yeah, you're opening yourself up for people to look inside your psyche. But as someone who in a speech setting, like just conversationally, I struggle with stringing sentences along without stuttering, it's also a relief. And I feel more able to be open when I sing about it. It's very weird.
I can very much appreciate that. I think that there are some songwriters that we've spoken to on this podcast, at least, that have said similar kind of things in terms of that when it comes to using, you know, everyday speaking phrases, terms, whatever it is, that they struggle with that, but songwriting seems to allow them to address some of those topics in a little bit more of a fashion that they, I guess, prefer in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember your first introduction to songwriting and kind of attempts at writing lyrics and melody?
Yes. And they have two different answers. Mm-hmm. Cause my first introduction was Ed Sheeran, his first album. So amazing. And I was a huge One Direction fan, and obviously you had to know all the songwriters of the One Direction, songs. And I was like, who is Ed Sheeran? And I really listened to him, and I was 12 and I just thought it was so cool because at 12, I think I just developed consciousness. I think I was like actually thinking, and I'm like, whoa, where do songs come from? Like, yeah, that's amazing. Everyone can write a song. But I didn't really try until, well, I loosely tried when I was like, obviously 9, 10 in the Hannah Montana journal, like, mm-hmm. Saw you at the locker. I didn't even go to schools with lockers, but I was like, this is what people write about. And then my first song, I actually sat down and strummed with a guitar. It was this god awful song, but you could have convinced me. I was like Taylor Swift. I was like, I'm eating this up. This is crazy. And it was like I was like, oh, I have like seven words to say. And it was like, or seven letters to say. And it was like, I love you. And it was like, and I did not pick up the pen for a while after that.
I love that. I think it is interesting, the story that you said in relation to Ed Sheeran, that because for a lot of people, they don't kind of have that thought of like, where is the song coming from? It's just that these songs are either made or that these songwriters are like One Direction are just doing them themselves. And so it is always interesting when you kind of learn who the songwriters are behind some of these biggest songs are. And it's really interesting as well, because now you see, I think some of the biggest songwriters still write for other artists. So it's really interesting to kind of see that as well. Have you ever thought about writing for other artists or other solo acts?
Yeah, I definitely have. It's something very daunting though, because I feel like I started songwriting as something like so personal that it's a whole nother skill. It's a whole other talent to write for other people, because that means like you're like a songwriting chameleon. And then to like keep your own original sound, like I very much admire songwriters. It's something that, though, I would really like to try. I think I'm just terrified of going in for an artist and they're like a dance artist. And I just say, hey, guys, do you want to write about being depressed? And then they're going to be like, that's not the vibe. So to expand my horizon. So, yeah, I would love to.
Look, I very much look forward to the dance song that is about being depressed. I think people who enjoy electro music can also have that spectrum of emotions. So I think it could work. Were your parents musically inclined in any way? Was there any kind of musical talent within the family? No? I'm getting a head shaking.
Hell no. Yeah. Hell no. It baffles all of us still to this day because... Well, I'm being mean. I will respect my mother. And because sometimes when I hear her, I'm like, okay, she's like, she can hold a note. It may not be the right note, but she is holding it. So maybe from her and my dad could do a really good Grinch impression, like very, very good at impressions, very wise in that department. Mm-hmm. So maybe through somehow it made me a singer.
Look, sometimes the universe works in mysterious ways, and it might be that whatever impressions, voices has then trickled down into some form of musicality. So we are, regardless of how it's happened, we're very lucky that we do have the talent that is Katie Turner now today.
Thank you so much.
Of course. With these EPs, Katie, I know that you've also had the comedy and tragedy, the musical, the series kind of going on as well. Where did this kind of idea come from to have this as like a companion piece?
Well, I always struggled kind of balancing these two sides of me, where I would go into a room or a session, let's just say a session, I would go in and I would be all really upbeat, probably two coffees in, I'm vibrating and I'm like, yay! And then people would assume by my demeanor, okay, cool, what are we going to write about? And then I would sit on the guitar and I'd be like, I don't want to be born. And I'm like, I feel like this is not making sense. I feel happy, but I'm writing these songs. That's kind of where comedy and tragedy came from, the title. And then through that, I'm like, I want to explore the comedic side. If I have the budget, let's just do something so stupid with my friends and make memories. And it was exactly that. It was a theater camp in real life. And I think it perfectly embodies comedy and tragedy, because it's kind of like a lot is happening, just like the EPs.
Yeah. I can very much respect that. Are you a theater kid at heart?
Yes. I was never good at theater. So I wasn't meant for the Broadway stage. And by Broadway stage, I mean my high school drama class. I was not it. But yeah, secretly, like on the low.
Yeah, I think you and I might be similar in that fashion in terms of maybe not meant for the stage, but an appreciation of theatre and Broadway. Was there any show in particular that you would say maybe is your fave or that you kind of have seen multiple times?
I think the one that got me into all of it was Les Mis. Mm-hmm. So I think that would have to be
classic.
My favorite, no matter how basic like it is. It's I just remember being 11, wailing on my own, like I was hurt, like that happened to me. But then more recently, well, not even recent, it was made in 2017. I really liked Heathers, the musical. Anastasia, loved that one. There are a few that I'm just like, yes.
Look, Les Mis is a classic for a reason. The songs in that are absolutely spectacular. And I've only seen bits and pieces of Heather's, the more recent one, but I've heard very good things. So I think absolutely stunning choices. Katie, I know before we talked about obviously the how you would get to Australia if you were to come with fans down here. I know that there are quite a lot of people who are loving the new EP and obviously wanting to at some point see you tour here. Could we maybe expect, maybe next year, I know you've been doing some touring in the States this year, but maybe expect a visit next year at any point?
That would be a dream. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's not on my schedule yet, mm-hmm. but if it was added to my schedule, I would not be mad. I love Australia. I actually, in 2016, I went on a cruise ship with my family in January, and I met this girl named Lucy, who now has a musician, like an artist project herself, named Allardyce. I think that's how you pronounce it, but she lived in Sydney, and I was just like, okay, now I have to go to Sydney to like see her and revive our karaoke tracks together. But I've always wanted to go since 2016. And then 5 Seconds of Summer, of course, has definitely inspired me to go.
Mm-hmm. I think Five Sauce do quite a lot of good work for our tourism board. So I'm glad that they're still getting that message out there. That is very glad to hear. And hopefully, again, that we will see you down here soon. Katie, lastly, we would usually ask our guests what they're currently listening to. Is there anything at the moment that's on high rotation for yourself?
Troye Sivan's new album. In particular, though, One of Your Girls has been stuck in my head on loop. It's like I dream and I hear, give me a call. So him, for sure.
A fantastic choice. That album, I think, is extremely, extremely great. Very popular at the moment, but also he's done a very good job with some of the songwriting on that. So very solid choice. Katie, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Congrats on the new EP. It is called Comedy and Tragedy Act 2. It is out now, and we'll make sure that there are links in the show notes so that people can stream the EP, buy tickets to when you are touring around the States and wherever else you may be going. But yeah, thank you again.
Thank you, Simon. Have a great day.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.